Commentator Frank DeFord has been receiving lots of holiday cards, and he says there are a few interesting ones from some people in the world of sport.
The annual deluge of cards to our house has finally started to abate. My, there is such variety. Some say Merry Christmas, some say Feliz Navidad. But since the party in power is mad at France, I don't seem to get any cards that say Joyeux Noël anymore. More and more cards say Peace on Earth. I like that. Happy Holidays, of course. Then there are still cards that say Season's Greetings. I find Season's Greetings so insipid. It's barely one step up from Dear Sir, isn't it? Have you ever in your life heard anyone say Season's Greetings? I don't think so. If you don't say something, please don't write it on a card. Some cards come with religious pictures, others with courier knives type stuff. Then there are Christmas trees, menorahs, Santa's, stockings, and candy canes. But of course, my favorites are the cards. Well, they're really not cards. They're more like annual reports on the family, all typed out, usually complete with happy faces. These newsletters summarize the year, and no matter how awful things have gone, the letter writer always finds a way to put a bright shine on it. Every year has been a great year for everyone in the family. I'd like to read to you some excerpts from some of these year-end letters in sport that I've received. This one, for example, is from Marion Jones. Dear friends, the year ends with the wonderful news that Tim and I will be able to cut down on our medications in the months ahead. And this just arrived from the Notre Dame Athletic Department. Dear Irish Rooters, how blessed we are to be able to meet new friends, especially during the Christmas season, as our football team's performance has allowed us the joy of welcoming a new coach to South Bend 2 years before we thought we would have this opportunity again. This from a wife in Los Angeles. Dear Kobe's fans, it's been a year just chock full of nice surprises for us. Kobe's business trips to Colorado have ended, although Kobe had thoughtfully given me a beautiful diamond thingy because he had to be away in Colorado so often. And this from Rick Carlisle, the coach of the Indiana Pacers. Dear Pacer pals, it's been a terrific year for the Pacers, both on and off the court. Ron Artest has produced a new rap album, and he will be spending some of his free time publicizing it. Ron and a few of his teammates have exhibited a special brand of fellowship by going into the stands and mingling with the fans. And this from National Hockey League Commissioner Gary Bettman. Dear hockey fans, it's always so painful for hockey players to be away from their families during the holidays. So this year, we at the NHL have made it possible for our players to enjoy these precious days with their loved ones. We say Merry Christmas and Joyeux Noël to all our players. And season's greetings to all of you.
The seasonal comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.